Can you just kind of talk about like the history of like Townsend Butchers, like how it got started, that kind of stuff?
For sure. Yeah, my dad and my uncle started here in 1972 with just the two of them working. And a big part of their business back in the day was working with farmers for custom processing of beef, pork, lamb, any other red meat species. That back in the day, that was probably 75% of their business. And over the years, we have always focused on that as a core. And then added, you know, our retail has gotten busier, but all of it involves working with the local farmer because our beef and pork and meat all comes from the local area. Our beef farmers in Jarvis, pork farmers in Langton, lamb comes from the Vanessa area. Just try to keep a focus on Norfolk County.
I guess maybe they kind of lean into that. Like we are pretty lucky to be in this area that we can have a lot of this like local meat coming through here. Can you just talk about like, I don't know if you have like these kind of figures, like how many cows go through within a year, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So on an average week, we process about 20 to 25 beef, around 35 pigs, and then a few randoms like lamb and goat. The odd time, you know, things like water buffalo or alpacas, just different stuff. Yeah.
I guess one thing I want to talk to you too, just because I said I see it firsthand, like you are constantly working with like the fundraisers with stuff like that. Why is that important to you guys?
The community that supports us needs support back. And yeah, so things like Evergreen Heights or like we just finished up one actually with Boston Public School for new playground equipment. They had their ribbon cutting last Friday night. You know, we provide the, you know, box specials that they put through for a fundraiser, and it's important to keep the ties to the community.
Why is it important for you, like, for you to have such a connection? Like I said, seldom I come in here without seeing you either behind the counter or like even when I've seen like food being dropped off like to a daycare or something like that, I've seen you there handing it off. Because why is it so important for you to be there and to have that connection too?
So we are very hands-on in the business, the family as a whole. My dad always was, my uncle. We just carry on that tradition that you don't have a pulse on your business unless you're working in the business. And, you know, we are on the table cutting with the guys. We are in the store working with people, doing deliveries, keeping a constant connection on what's going on in the business, but also a constant connection with our customers.
Because whenever I come in, I'll see, like, there's always, like, some unique food items as well around. Well, why do you have those there? I'm happy they're there. I'm just curious.
Yeah. So the latest addition was all the prepared foods, like ready-to-eat meals, lasagna, shepherd's pie, chili, stew, soups, cabbage rolls. It's people are looking for convenience and smaller packaging. You know, times are different now. People don't have the big families. They don't have the big food budget. Just having things that the customer's looking for. It always evolves. Trends change, and we have to be, you know, on top of the trends and staying with what's relevant to the times.
I think the one thing just to kind of drive home is the fact that, like, I feel like we're pretty lucky in Norfolk County to say that, like, we can still go to our local butcher and know them by name and stuff like that. You go to, like, a lot of cities, they just have to depend on whatever a big box store is willing to give them from a frozen section.
That's right. Norfolk County has a unique distinction in Ontario. We have more butcher shops per capita than any other county in the province. And we're all busy. And it works well. It serves the community well.
Anything else that you would want to add about the business or like a tidbit or something like that that you think the community would find interesting?
We are very well blessed with good quality butchers in the area. And it's a trade, too, that a lot of people don't think of. But, you know, this industry is hurting for labor like some other industries. But people don't go to school saying, hey, I want to be a butcher. And, you know, we've got a co-op student in right now. And we're thankful for those kind of opportunities that, you know, hey, there's an interest in this field.